Dave Moore on Today FM.
Kevin Dunlan is here. Hey, Kevin.
It's good to be here, Dave.
I'm glad to have you. Can you talk to me about a scone cake? First things first.
What is delicious.
What is a scone cake?
Scone cake is a large scone, basically.
So you're baking literally a scone as big as a cake.
As big as a cake. So I put it into an 8-inch tin. And then you put it in, and then we put a lot of almond into it as well.
Okay.
And then you cut it into wedges. It's delicious.
Exactly. See, I recently saw this on your Instagram, and I was just kind of wondering about it because
it's very popular.
Yeah, I was going to say, does the scone? There's a kind of a dryness to a scone that I love that you counteract with butter and jam and cream and whatever. So when you have the bigger slices, do you still need those other little bits?
Oh, you do, yeah. But we put the almonds, ground almonds, in the scone cake. Keeps it more
moist. Yeah. Okay. But
you don't know. You definitely need the jam and the clotted cream.
Of course. I mean,
it's like, why not? And plenty of butter too.
What's the point? Exactly. What's the point of eating the scone otherwise? Yeah.
The scone itself is actually quite healthy.
Yeah. It's the other bits that are.
Yeah. It's like chips.
Saver Kilkenny. Yes. I hear about this every year, and I've yet to go down. I think this year I might make the trip down.
Oh, excellent!
Tell me about it.
It's a fabulous. I've been doing it from the very day one, and. It's on the mall in Kilkenny, so it's everything's free. On the mall, so it's just by Kilkenny Castle. They have amazing producers, small artisan producers all around from Kilkenny and so on. Amazing lineup of chefs, like unbelievable chefs. Rory O'Connor, Kevin Dunlan. Do you know him?
I've heard of a guy. he seems really cool. That guy.
Edward
Hayden. He makes scone cakes. I mean, he's a legend.
There's a whole string of them, which is great. And every single demo is full.
And, see, that's what I love about it. Yeah.
And I don't know, they haven't lost their way. A lot of festivals start out with great intentions and then they kind of lose their way.
Okay.
And I think it's because the committee has pretty much stayed the same since day dot.
So whatever the kind of vision was, they've managed to keep that going all the way through, yeah.
And they start the whole marketing campaign quite early.
Mm-hmm.
And there's loads of fringe events on there as well. So like pop-up restaurants. I know Ballymaloe is doing a pop-up restaurant for 2 days, I think. And but like then at Mount Juliet, there'd be a pop-up restaurant, and they're all kind of foodie events. And then they do food trails and food talks. So there's two marquees. One is kind of doing predominantly talks about food, where food is going in the future, where it is currently. And talking about local producers, which is really interesting for all of us.
Interesting and so important as well, I think.
Crucially important. Yeah. And I think we do it subconsciously, but I don't think we actually realise how good that is.
Mm.
Because if you buy a pot of jam from Mary up the road, she's buying her fruit from John down the road.
Yeah, no, it's so true. You know,
and it's just kind of creating this economy in your local area.
Yeah, and look, we are so famous around the world for our incredible food exports, be it beef or butter or jam or whiskey or whatever. But you also have people living two doors down from me who are making unbelievable jam or whatever it is. And, you know, you don't need to be in America craving Irish butter.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know,
but you get it over there. Kerrygold is there.
All Kerrygold know what they're doing. There's no doubt about it. But
I was in the Maldives and it appears. I was going, seriously, they've made it.
They have definitely made it. When you do these live cooking demos, like you would do at Saving Kilkenny, for example, things must be able to go wrong, and there must be cases that you over the years you've either seen it happen or you've been involved where, because I mean, like, cooking is by its very nature, you know, it's a kind of a chaotic, wonderful environment, I find, certainly. Maybe it's just my kitchen.
Yeah, so some festivals would have home economics are behind doing the backup, which is cool. So I remember doing Taste of Dublin on the very first year in Dublin Castle, and I was doing apple tartan, and apple tartan, as we know, is like the caramel with the apples, and then the pastry on top is baked in the oven, and then you have the big reveal where you flip it out.
Yeah.
So, I flipped it out, and it went all over the floor. but it was interesting.
Caramel, not dangerous at all.
The other one that was really, really good, I was on a TV show, a live TV show in the UK, with the presenter, and I was whipping whites of eggs, you know, you whip it up so it's really stiff. And there's this thing that you turn the bowl upside down and it should stay and it won't fall out, and then you know they're done, right? So I was explaining this to the presenter, and I actually got the bowl and I put it over her head, and without question, the egg whites came straight down on top of her head. And in fairness, she was such a professional, such a pro. She just literally wiped one eye off the other eye. I just and continued on as if it was going, no
wow,
problem.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, hopefully there'll be no such issues at SaveKilkenny.com. Yeah. Yeah. And that is on across the bank holiday weekend. So get down to SaveKilkenny.com. And as you said, like, it's just a brilliant way to visit Kilkenny, but then to learn all about food and all about the local producers and sample some deliciousness.
And it's a great family day out as well. Yeah, so totally. Bring the kids.
Okay, SaveKilkenny.com. You've started a new podcast.
I have, yeah.
Under the Grill.
Under the Grill, yeah. It's really good. So it's about food nostalgia. So it's about bringing you back to your childhood.
Brilliant.
So basically, a guest will come in and explain about the childhood. I will cook that dish.
You'll cook the dish. Now, See, this is where podcasts get elevated because, Look, chatting to somebody about something is a standard for pretty much every podcast there is. But yeah, you need to change it a little bit. And this is a brilliant way of doing it. So you'll cook the dish of their nostalgic
childhood. Exactly. So Quiver Young and myself will talk to them about nostalgia. And it kind of brings them back in time, but also brings you back in time.
Totally.
So we talk about, 99 ice creams and... And then one guest was saying that it was a treat their father used to drive 5 miles with the 4 kids in a car to pick up a 99 ice cream and driving back. And her father is no longer with us, and driving back to the house, one of her brothers always had a bit of ice cream just left, just as he got in. The rest of them had scoffed him like in 30 seconds. So it was just like, there was always that one little shit that always had it at the end.
The glow at the end.
But then that brings back memories of I remember Mum used to bring us out to Teddy's Ice Cream
in Dunleary,
As a special treat for 99 ice cream. And then there was a big discussion over the flake, do you take the flake out and ask for it separately? So, because the way the flake can be too cold.
Yes.
And it doesn't have the flavour. So right. Do you hold it in your hand?
To warm it up a little bit.
Take a little bit of ice cream and then eat it. So, I mean, these personally questions.
I don't, but I get it. But like, I same thing. I mean, I remember, so I live in Port Marnock, which is obviously on the north coast.
Yeah.
But, there's a kiosk that's been there certainly since I was a child, and I'm an old man now.
Is that right beside Tomangos, is it?
Yes, it is right beside Tomangos. Also been there since I was a child. Yeah. Still going strong. But I do remember being brought, because the beach was a little bit, I mean, it was probably half a mile away from where we lived. So it was a thing to walk to the beach, get a 99, sit on the wall, look at the sea, and then go back up home or whatever. So everyone has memories like that. And it's wonderful to explore them. But then to cook that dish, I think, is just genius.
Yeah, but even go back to that experience that you had with the ice cream. It's like when you smell that ocean again, it'll bring you to that ice cream. Yeah. And then it'll bring you to who you were with.
So that's Under the Grill, the podcast.
And that's coming out in November.
Right. Keep your eyes and ears open for that one. And because it's cooking and all that, will there be a visual element to this, or is it just going to be audio?
It's a 4-camera shoot.
It's
a big production, which is...
fantastic.
So yeah, it's exciting. And I've seen some of the footage already, so it's
Look forward to that. So it's good. Kevin Dunlan's Under the Grill. Listen, quick fire round before you go. Yeah. I ask all my guests these questions. What are you currently obsessed with?
My son's rugby.
So. Okay, amazing. Yeah. What age is he?
He's 17.
All right. So he's playing serious senior cup level.
He's senior cup level. So I'm actually...
give him a shout out there. What's the school going?
Yeah, Kilkenny College. Okay, and they're a great squad and they're up and coming and they work extremely hard.
Brilliant.
Very dedicated, which is fantastic. It's great to see them all coming up.
There's nothing like it. I coach my kids' football teams and geez, there's nothing like seeing kids just blossom into sport and all that. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. Brilliant. Great obsession. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Who's the most famous? Probably Bill Clinton.
That'll do. Yeah. That'll do as a clanger of a name drop. Absolutely brilliant.
You asked for it.
I did. No question.
Actually, my mum is really.
No. Kevin Dunlan's mum, but it's definitely Bill Clinton. Think back to when you were about 8 years old, second class, I think you would have been. What was in your lunchbox?
Oh, my mum was way ahead of her time.
Really?
So you used to always get a sandwich, but it was like, and it could be, if it was Monday, it was probably the roast beef or the roast
from the
lamb.
Sunday,
always a hard-boiled egg. Disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, so, but it was like, but I always remember,
smelly,
right? Yeah. So I always remember going to school and then hiding the boiled egg behind the bin because I didn't want to throw it in the bin just in case I got caught. But you know, in hindsight, Mum was great.
Yeah.
And she was right to do it.
There you go.
It was delicious.
Oh, brilliant. And the final question I ask all my guests, because I don't, is do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had to think there for a second. did you visualize yourself and realize I do actually?
It depends. Depends if I'm hungover or not.
What is? Because you sit on the ground weeping.
Yeah. I might be able to bend down that far.
Kevin, it's great to catch up with you. Go to SaverKilkenny.com and get your tickets. Go along. It's going to be brilliant across the October Bank Holiday weekend. Saver Kilkenny. Thanks so much for coming in, Kevin.
Absolute pleasure.
Dave Moore on Today FM.